Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Big drive offensively coming off the goal line there in the fourth quarter. Put our defense in good field position. You know, our defense played really well in the second half. I mean, the players, they covered well, they rushed well, they tackled well. They just did a good job. Looked like they were having a lot of fun out there today and going to play with a lot of good energy. It's good to come down here and get a win.
That's Bill Belichick after the game. He joins us live down here in Foxborough. The coach being brought to you by Mass General Hospital Cancer Center. Everyday Amazing by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. McFarland Energy, the area's premier heating oil provider. Needham Bank, can we be your bank? And by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealer. Bill, how you doing today?
All right, Glenn. How about you? Christian, Lou, how's
it going? Everybody's good. So we've spent a lot of time talking about the defense, how good the defense was yesterday, how good special teams was yesterday. How much fun you guys had. And Tom Brady, on the other hand, when the game was over yesterday, wasn't talking great about the offense. He was on with Greg Hill this morning and kind of elaborated a little bit more into that. So do you believe there are issues here with this offense, and are they fixable?
Well, I think we can do things better in every area of the game, and we'll keep working to do that. Yeah, there's nothing that's changed there.
You know, I think that a lot of people were just, at least far for me, seeing him like that, having really heard him be so, I guess, just down on himself after a win. How much do you pay attention to, I guess, I know, his attitude or his demeanor? Is there any time where you have to feel like you need to come in there and talk to him and kind of reassure him of things and as far as conversations that you guys may have through the week?
Yeah, I know we talk on a regular basis, and I think Tom's attitude has been good and works hard in practice. And, you know, I feel like we're getting better in all three phases of the game.
So you guys run that Edelman pass, right, the touchdown pass, and it was a beautiful pass. And we were all wondering, when you guys acquired Sanu, we were like, uh-oh, Jules is going to feel threatened. Got another pass thrower here, but just a great pass from him. He broke it out in the red zone.
Yeah, it was really an excellent play by Julian. You know, he had a guy kind of bearing down on him, and there were a couple options on the play, but he made a quick decision, made a great throw under pressure, and That was an excellent play.
Those two go back and forth with you, saying, I can throw the ball better. No, I can throw the ball better. No, Sanu sitting there saying, hey, you gave him a shot. Where's mine?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys on defense that can't throw it, too. So, yeah, we've got a lot of quarterbacks, wannabe quarterbacks, guys that played it in high school or maybe a little bit in college.
You know, I always thought that the execution of it was great, but I just felt like the timing of when Josh called it 3rd and 11, I thought was just as impressive. And I think I've asked you this before: what is more important, the play design, you know, or the timing of when you call the play?
Well, the most important thing is execution. If play's not executed well, it doesn't matter when you call it or, you know, anything else. You've got to be able to do the things that you need to do on the play: block, throw, catch, and use proper technique and leverage and so forth. So that's the most important thing. But Josh has a great feel for timing and calling plays like that, and you know, we've had some success with that through the years, and that's certainly a part of it. I'm not going to minimize that, but
yeah.
No play is a good play if it's not executed well. So you know, you can exit out all you want, but got to be able to block and tackle and throw and catch and do all the fundamental things you need to do on a play.
So you guys got off to a rough start again. You had that pass interference call right off the bat on McCourty out of the gate, and then you seem to make some adjustments. What changed with the defense? Because after that first quarter, they couldn't run the ball. You completely shut them down.
Yeah, well, I mean, really the first, I thought Jason made a pretty good play on the first play. Scott misjudged the ball. He bumped into McCourty, but, so that was a field goal. And then We had them in 2 third downs on the second drive. First one, they barely picked up, and then the second one we intercepted and got overturned. So later, more in the game, at other points in the game, we were able to get more third down situations, and played pretty well on third down.
So the Jonathan Jones interception that got overturned, I think Goddard ended up getting it to tight end. How did you see that play? From your vantage point on the, do you think it was interception? Because it looked like it was really close. They called an interception, and they overturned it.
Yeah. Well, again, it doesn't really matter what I think. New York ultimately makes that call, and so you have to talk to them about it.
So you always talk about three phases, and I think in this game, one thing that really kind of, you come out of the game thinking special teams, right? Nick Folk was perfect. Jake Bailey was absolutely outstanding. Is that just starting to build trust in a guy like Folk, who's only been here for a few weeks, but Jake's been here all year? That was a great game.
Well, Jake's played well for us all year. So Jake, Nick, and Joe Cardona, the three specialists, those guys did a very good job for us, and we were able to control some vertical field position. As you said, made the kicks, got us scored on our scoring opportunities in the kicking game. So those things are all positive. Certainly putting the Eagles' offense on a long field is a good thing. And defensively, we were able to capitalize on that field position and get the ball back and give it to our offense in good field position. That resulted in some scoring opportunities. So, I thought we played a good complementary game between the three units. Certainly room for improvement. There's things we could have done better, but overall it was pretty solid.
You guys have got a history of fixing problems and even fixing them late in the season. We could look at last year after Miami and Pittsburgh, and there were some issues, and you guys were able to figure it all out. Tom Brady talked today about offense, and a lot. We're relatively a new offense, a lot of different players, moving parts and whatever, and you're going to have another one apparently this week with Isaiah Wynn. How much is that playing into trying to get to the point that you want to get to with this offense? Obviously identifying the skill set and what you can do with the personnel that you have.
Yeah, well, that's the National Football League. That's where things are every week with every team. So you'd like to have everybody out there, but the reality of it is that's usually not always the case. If it is, great, but there are plenty of times when it isn't. So we take the people that we have available, and we've done fairly well with that, so we'll keep doing it.
I feel like it's had an old time feel to it. I guess is close game, points are hard to come by. Like as a coach, even to the point where the offense goes out there, they can't close it out, and the defense maybe they thought they were done, but sure enough, they got to go back on the field. As a coach, how much do you think of this as that's a positive experience for your overall team as far as just game mechanics, game just flow? Because that's something that sometimes you blow a team out, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you got to grind it out, sometimes you have a nice, comfortable lead.
Well, we had a lot of situations come up in the game, Christian, kind of as you alluded to. There were some critical situations at the end of the game, offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. And so, those are good experiences for us. Frankly, we haven't had a lot of those this year. So, this was good for us. And good to come out and do them well enough to win, kind of similar to the Buffalo game. So we can learn from some of the things that happened, hopefully do them better the next time they come up. But I thought overall our team handled, some of those situations well. And, so that's,
Yeah, even
but,
that.
But you're right. It was one of those games where you felt like
Have you guys been in a four-minute situation like that? Like the, offense is out in the field. I can't remember an opportunity.
Well, we've been a lot of them. It just hasn't been that close.
Yeah,
we've been a lot of those. But I'd say this is, one of those games where there was a point where you didn't feel like it was going to take 40 points to win. When we played them in the Super Bowl, I think that was one of those kind of games where I'm sure both sides were thinking, if we just get a stop here, hold them to a field goal, just get the ball back for our offense. The way that both offenses were moving the ball in that game, it was just had a totally different feel to it. So, that's the way it was yesterday, and I think that field position played a part of it, and both defenses were not giving up a lot of third down conversions, not giving up a lot of points, and field position was important, and that was very important for us to do well in the kicking game.
So you guys have obviously seen Isaiah Wynn a lot more than we have, but with what we did a game and a half, I thought it was pretty impressive. How much can one guy affect the entire unit? You know, his communication or just his presence affect the offensive line play?
Yeah, I don't know, Lou. That's, we'll take it day by day here and see how it goes.
So, you know, I have your N'Keal Harry question right here.
Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah.
I'm gonna scratch it. I'm gonna scratch it out because he played. So, how do you think he did first time?
Oh, I thought there were some good things, and there were some other things that you know, he'll learn from, and he'll be able to do better the next time. But it's good to have him out there. Good to have all the guys out there that are healthy, and hopefully we'll get as many out there, as many healthy guys as possible this week and in the coming weeks.
Terrence Brooks seemed to have a substantial role in that game yesterday. And obviously you talked about him when the game was over. Did you have a specific role when he first came with this team, and now you look at him differently?
Well, when a new player comes to the team, Glenn, there's really no set role for anybody. Everybody earns their roles based on their performance. So we just don't hand out playing time and hand out roles. Those, when players play well enough to earn those opportunities and then ultimately those responsibilities, then that's because they've performed well and done it. And so Terrence worked hard. He's done a lot of different things for us. He's played a lot in the kicking game. He's played in third down situations. He's got an opportunity to play in some early down situations. He played a lot yesterday and thought he played well. He tackled well. He was around the ball and did a good, you know, did a good job in a lot of areas. He had some, you know, tough coverage responsibilities. He was very competitive on those.
Now, the reason I brought that up, because there are a lot of times you'll bring in a specific player who's been around the league, and you seem to like a specific skill set that he brings to the table. And has his role expanded, or is it just because guys have been out, Chung, whatever?
Yeah, well, certainly sometimes opportunities arise that way. But as you know, Glenn, and Kristen, you're very quick to point out, Lou, so are you. You brought in guys, and their roles have been no role. They've been off the team.
Yeah.
So they've made the team. So sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. We bring in the competition, and we let the best players play. Sometimes the best players are undrafted free agents like Adam Butler and J.C. Jackson and guys like that, Jacoby Myers, and sometimes there are players that have been brought in from other teams or trades or so forth. So it just, I can't control how players perform. We can just give them an opportunity and coach them, and really they decide what their role and what their playing time is based on the performance.
So you guys, obviously another mobile quarterback this week in Dak Prescott. You know, Mahomes is on that schedule, Deshaun Watson, maybe another look at Lamar Jackson, who knows.
Allen for sure.
Yeah, so and Allen as well. So Saturday, Kaepernick tryout, workout, whatever you want to call it. You look at that guy and you say, geez, this is a guy that could be scout team, could help us defend some of these mobile quarterbacks. Is that like a role you could see him in, even if it was just this year? Could that guy help you kind of get ready for these guys?
Yeah, well, right now he's, like a lot of other, hundreds of other players, not on our roster, and we'll evaluate our roster. If we, you know, make a move, then that would, you know, be based on what we feel like that person could add to our team, whoever it is. So you can put everybody in the same category on that. But I'm not going to talk about guys that aren't on our roster. That's, you know, that's not a conversation we'll have.
During the telecast, I know you didn't listen to it because you were coaching.
You're right, I missed it.
You were coaching. But I don't know, this kind of bugs me a little bit, so I was going to bring it up. So Tony Romo referred to the defense, you know, when you guys are playing so great, the team's playing awesome, just a bunch of no-names. You know, I know you're not into the whole the flashy, you know, nicknames and or even maybe, you know, making sure everybody kind of concentrates on, you know, being a team and not looking for individual accolades. But do you see them in a similar way? You know, just a bunch of no-name guys who are just kind of all pulling the wagon in the same direction? Or because you got a lot of names on that defense. You're a lot of guys on that defense.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a lot of good football players there. We play probably more players weekly on defense than any other team in the league does. And, you know, we've had our share of success, and that credit goes to the players. And it goes to a lot of players because, as I said, we're playing, you know, in the high teens to sometimes 20 players, you know, with a solid role on defense. So You know, but we'll let I don't know. I'm not sure where we are in the nickname world. I thought we've had a couple or
the
maybe
boogeyman,
not, but I'm
yeah.
not sure.
Boogeyman. It kind of died off.
But yeah, I think what's more important is how we prepare and perform, and that's really where we'll keep our focus and let you guys worry about the nicknames.
Yeah, I think so much of that is that they don't look at the fact that the team won the Super Bowl last year, but they're looking at Pro Bowl. They're looking at All-Pro. And that may all change this year, Bill, because you've got guys who, and the defense is being, you know, getting great accolades out there. That may all change. But I think that's where they get it from, right?
Who's they?
The media. You know, the national media.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know. The no-name idea.
Yeah. You have to talk to them. I have no idea.
All right. We'll talk to them.
The another week, like Lou mentioned, another big, strong mobile quarterback with a team you're not real familiar with. The challenges just keep coming for you guys. How do you see Dak Prescott as far as his just his development, as far as, you know, maybe comparing him to other years as far as danger for him? Because he runs it, he can throw it. Josh Allen, Watson, we talked about all these other guys.
Yeah, well, you know, we had Prescott's a guy that we're not very familiar with at all, but he's one of many outstanding players that they have. First of all, they have a very good offensive line, probably one of the best in the league. Two great tackles, Collins and Smith, and, you know, great center, a couple good guards. Connor may be out for our game, or Williams may be out for our game, but, I mean, Martin and Frederick, great quarterback. Obviously, they have, you know, two very talented running backs. Elliott's probably as good as theirs in the league, and the rookie's done well for him as well. They got Witten back at tight end. They got some explosive receivers. So they're hard to cover. I mean, you got Austin as your fourth receiver. Yesterday, everybody's doubling the kid from the Raiders that they traded for. Amani Cooper. Cobb had a big day and backside receiver, what's his name now? The kid had 150 yards.
Gallup,
right. And Gallup. And then Austin's a fourth receiver. So, you know, where do you want to start? Yeah. Receivers, tight ends, backs, quarterback, and a great offensive line. I mean, Prescott gets good protection. Elliott has a lot of good holes to run through. Those guys make a lot of plays on their own as it is, but when you have that kind of offensive line to go with a very good system, they have a very well-balanced offense. They're, run-pass balance. They do a good job of checking plays the line. They can throw deep. They can throw intermediate, short, play action, catch and run plays.
How about defense?
Very explosive unit.
What kind of challenges do they create for you guys?
Yeah, well, defensively, this is the kind of the Marinelli Tampa 2 program. So, very fast, athletic linebackers. Big pass rush. Play a lot of zone, but they're very fast. They close space quickly, and so it's a lot of short completions and four or five guys banging away at the receiver, and you don't complete every pass, and they'll give up some short ones, but they'll rally to the ball. They're very good at stripping the ball and knocking the ball off with their pass rush, or punching the ball out from behind because they have really good team speed. Linebackers are fast and very athletic, so they make you earn it. They make you drive it, and you got to play pretty consistently against them. They're good in the kicking game. They have two very explosive returners and an outstanding field goal kicker, so he's won a lot of games for them. So it's a good football team.
You had a good defensive front you faced in the game yesterday. How similar is Dallas?
Yeah, same. Their ends are tough. They have a lot of athletic guys. Linebackers are very fast, and again, they make you earn it. They hustle, they play hard, they pursue well. You get some space in the defense, but it closes very quickly, and it looks like you're going to have a big play, and you gain 4 yards, and they, as I said, get enough turnovers and negative plays where they either get you behind on the down and distance because of a negative play or a holding penalty because you're trying to, block their athletic guys, or, you miss a pass, drop a ball, whatever it is, and then they tear after you on third down. So they're tough.
So I know you're a big social media guy.
So yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure tomorrow, I don't know if you're aware, but 9 a.m. big announcement from Gronk on his social media platforms. I'm sure you're going to be tuned in. Maybe you know something about the announcement by any chance.
Yeah, I'm sure my phone will be ringing off the hook. All the alerts I have on it, I'm sure to be going crazy.
Was it Instagram or is it Facebook Live? I don't know what he's doing.
I think it's Instagram.
You got all these anyway, so I'm sure you'll find it. But you don't know anything about the announcement. Just
I'm going to be working on Dallas.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, that would be weird, like the way you find out that he wants to play again is that through Instagram. Can someone at mention Bill so he knows that I'm coming back?
Well, I think it's amazing that people actually think that's what the announcement is, that he's going to announce he's coming back.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Okay, yeah, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
All right, so here we go. The Drive of the Week is brought to you by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers. This season, make sure you're dashing all the way. For a limited time, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is here. Go to mbusa.com/winter event for offer details. All right, Drive of the Week.
Well, certainly the touchdown drive at the start of the third quarter was a big one. But I'd say another big one was the long drive for the field goal that made it 10-3 and kind of got us back in the game. We were able to make a few adjustments on the sideline defensively while the offense chewed up a lot of the clock, took the ball down the field, and like I said, made it 10-3. But I guess we got to go to the drive in the second half. That was, capped off by, the Edelman to Dorsett play and a 2-point conversion, which, was, a big play. Didn't in the end turn out to really matter, but, it looked like, I think 17-10 was a lot better than 15-10 at that point. So, so we'll go with that one.
Okay.
We talked about special teams, but the kicking game was great. Punting, kicking, and whatever. What was the weather like down there? Because they kept on saying it was cold. And
windy.
The wind was coming in different directions.
The wind was basically blowing from their bench to our bench. It was a crosswind, and so that was challenging on the field goal kicks. And I'd say a little bit on the punts, but the punts just carried. I don't think it favored really either team. There was, we have the wind or we don't have the wind. It was just the wind was affecting the ball direction. And so, a lot of those punts went out of bounds by our sideline or were direction towards our sideline, kickoffs or punts, just because the wind was carrying them that way. So similar to our Giants game and our Jets games here, where the crosswinds were, a factor in the game, but I would say didn't really favor either team very much.
All right, late Sunday afternoon again this week, except it's here. We'll catch you here on Monday, Bill.
All right, sounds good. Have a good week.
Conversation with the Coach has been brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners, committed to an active game plan on and off the field. We are back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.